Did you enjoy school? For the most part, I did, especially the senior years of high school. I enjoyed the company of my peers who became close friends, and aside from a couple of subjects, I really enjoyed learning. My interest was in the humanities, history, English, and legal studies. I had a wonderful English teacher who really brought our language and its literature to life in the classroom. I still remember the delight she had in explaining to us the rhythm and the metaphors of Shakespeare and Keats and Frost. She loved words, and I have a lot to thank her for, given how important words are in what I've been called to do. Maybe you had a different experience at school, perhaps one that wasn't so positive, but I expect you enjoy learning things. I'm sure there's something that you're interested in, and when you have the time, you read articles about it, you read books about it, you watch YouTube videos, and you get a kick out of learning something new. It's a bit hard to put into words that feeling you get when you discover something that you find deeply fascinating. It's a particular kind of joy. Maybe none of your friends would find it interesting, but you do, and you feel enriched and enlivened. It's a good feeling. Now, the Greek word that's translated disciple in the New Testament literally means one who learns. Now, this is a term that is used frequently to refer to Christians. The term Christian occurs only three times in the New Testament, whereas the term disciple is used to refer to Christians nearly 30 times. Now, we tend to think of disciples as those who follow or trust or obey, and that's true. We're right to think of discipleship in those terms, but we must not forget this element of learning. It's essential. It's definitional. As Christians, we are supposed to be lifelong learners, those who learn from Jesus. The church is our school, and Jesus is the teacher. If I were to ask you, where in the Bible do we find the best description of what a disciple's attitude ought to be, what would you say? What text would you direct me to? Would it be in the Old Testament or in the New? However we might answer this question, I think it's pretty hard to go past Psalm 119. As you know, it is a very long song in which the psalmist expresses his high esteem for the Word of God, his deep love for the Scriptures. He tells us what the Bible means to him. He tells us what the Bible does for him. But the psalm also reveals his attitude towards the God whose word the Bible is. Now, it is a hymn of praise, but it's also a prayer. A prayer that reveals the heart of a true disciple. Now, normally in these short talks, I've been focusing our attention on just one verse, but today I want to concentrate on nine verses from Psalm 119, and I think the theme will be fairly obvious. Psalm 119, verse 12. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Verse 16. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me, teach me thy statutes. Verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Verse 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy, teach me thy statutes. Verse 66. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Verse 68. Thou art good and doest good, teach me thy statutes. Verse 108. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. Verse 124. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. Verse 135. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. That's the psalmist's entreaty. Teach me your statutes, your commandments, your precepts. I want to know your will. I want to know how you want me to live my life. The psalmist wanted to be taught the word of God because he wanted to honor the Lord in his manner of life. He knew that understanding the scriptures was the key to living a clean life, a life well-pleasing to his Lord and Savior. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. The psalmist also wanted to be taught the word of God because he knew it was good for him. He knew that God's word was a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. The entrance of thy words giveth light, he said in Psalm 100, verse 130. He knew the scriptures would direct him into the way of peace and safety and joy and blessing. Great peace, he says in verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law. Now the man who penned Psalm 119 yearned to be taught. He wanted to learn. He was like the disciple Peter. Now, Peter didn't always say the right thing. He didn't always have a good attitude. But he was absolutely correct in John chapter 6. After many had stopped following Jesus, Jesus said to the 12, will ye also go away? And Peter, speaking for the group, said in reply, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, who else could we go to? You have the words of life. You have the truth. We want to learn from you. Now, if, as professing Christians, we're not much interested in being taught God's word, if we're not teachable, and I think for many that's the issue, they'll show up to church, they'll listen to a sermon, but they're not teachable. If this is true for us, it reveals a couple of things. Number one, it reveals that we're indifferent, that we really don't want to know what God says, that we don't want to know his will for our lives. It shows that we don't want to know him. It is revealing of a cold heart, a wayward heart, a self-centered heart. Our relationship with the Lord is not in good shape. And then number two, if we're not much interested in being taught God's word, it reveals that we are proud, that we think we know enough, that we think we've learned enough, we're wise enough. And that's foolish, because we're not wise enough. We don't know all there is to know. We don't know all we need to know to safely and joyfully navigate our way through this fallen world and avoid the traps the evil one has set for us. We are always, always in need of more light, more guidance, a mind that is more renewed by the truth. How big or how small is your desire for the teaching of God's word? How teachable are you? Do you listen to the sermon on Sunday? Do you listen with your mind set on learning and with a willingness to act upon what you learn? Is there a willingness to repent? Is there a willingness to make changes in your day-to-day life if that's what God's word is calling you to do? Does your heart resemble that of a true disciple. Now, whether we are beginning our life with the Lord Jesus Christ, or if we've been walking with him for many decades, this ought to be our earnest desire and our daily prayer. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. May it be so. Amen.